Yes.
Schengen
agreements. Yeah.
Yes.
As a result of that, so mm-hmm. it's a relatively new term, I think, isn't it, politically?
Mm. But you know, the Turkish workers and migrants to Germany, they came in the mid-60s, actually early 60s partly. Then the whole post-colonial Algeria-Morocco relations between France and these two countries, that was standard, UK not to mention.
Mm.
And so millions, like really serious millions of people were living in the very center of Europe, keeping the language, especially the Turkish community, for the three or four generations, because the host country didn't notice that if they don't provide German lessons for women, they cannot attend classes where men are there.
Mm.
So, you know, it really took the society 25 years to realize this. You know, and there's one Turkish-German film director, and what is his name? The German.
Yeah. The guy did.
But the name.
Fathen, F-A-T-H.
No, but okay, we can check it. It's really striking that it is now fourth generation, which is only starting to gain a voice in the society. And why? There is, you know, of course, intercultural diversity, this is all incredibly important, brilliant. But there's also an investment. Bad investment. It's just wasting. Where if you are so lucky, you get these people coming to your country, and somebody already, excuse me, but paid for their education. They have skills, and they are dying to share them.
Mm.
Why not to do it? Why not harvest this? Why not utilize it?
Yeah,
it's just that simple.
Well done for doing this.
I just wanted, do you know the term migrant? I don't like that as a term for some reason, because I think, in my mind, like I think it's the term like. Immigrant, maybe, or you know, immigrant as opposed to emigrant, but you know, like I think, say, an Irish person who goes somewhere away. If I was an Irish person, went away, I don't know if I'd like to be called a migrant worker or something. I don't know if it honors the person, and it kind of gives the suggestion they're just coming for a short term because, like,
there is a temporariness to the term, yeah.
It reminds me of like John Steinbeck and the whole, you know, the Grace of Ross, that, it's kind of like an under. Society or something. I just don't think it. I don't. I don't.